The first time Christ appeared in public was at his baptism in the River Jordan. This was done by John the Baptist, who had received from God the mission of preparing the way for the ministry of Jesus by calling the nation to repentance. John's direct and powerful preaching moved the Israelites, and people came from far and wide to confess their sins and be baptized in the Jordan River. They were struck to the heart by John's stern message and acknowledged their need of God's pardon and grace. Now Jesus also came to be baptized, although he had no need of God's forgiveness because he was without sin. But the Savior had come to be part of sinful humanity in order to save the lost. His baptism was the sign that he accepted this redemptive work by identifying himself with sinners. It was also an act of obedience and the token of complete consecration to his Father's work in the world. At Christ's baptism, the three persons of the Trinity were present. Jesus was praying when the heavens were opened, and the voice of the Father was heard speaking to his beloved Son, upon whom the Holy Spirit descended in the visible form of a dove. Having been baptized, Jesus returned from the Jordan full of the Holy Spirit. At once he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He remained 40 days and 40 nights fasting and alone in the desert, among the wild animals, in preparation for the ministry he was about to undertake. He had to face the devil in the area of his own life and obedience before he could face Satan and break his power on the battlefield of the seen and unseen world. The devil knew that Jesus was pure and holy, and that he was both God and man. Satan was well aware that Christ had come into the world to save men by overcoming sin and death, which were the consequences of man's disobedience at the time of creation. It was Satan who had caused Adam and Eve to disobey God in the perfect environment of the Garden of Eden. And it was the same enemy who came to the Son of God in the hostile conditions of the desert, hoping to make him, too, fall into sin, and so wreck the plan of salvation. During those 40 days, Jesus ate nothing, and afterwards he was hungry. The devil came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." As the Son of God, Jesus had the power to do so, but this power was not to be used for personal needs, however pressing and legitimate. Christ had come into the world to do his Father's will and glorify his name. So he answered, quoting the word of God in Deuteronomy, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took Jesus to Jerusalem and made him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Here Satan was quoting Psalm 91, as he also knew the word of God, but he only ever used it to tempt and deceive. Jesus replied, quoting once more from Deuteronomy, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Christ had come to conquer Satan and not to worship or serve him. He had come to do the Father's will and not the devil's. He had come to restore fallen man so as to receive an eternal kingdom from the hands of God. But first there had to be the suffering of the cross. Satan was offering lordship over the world without the cross, but also without salvation for mankind. Jesus answered and said, "Away from me, Satan." And for the third time he quoted the words of Deuteronomy, saying, "For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil saw that Jesus had resisted every temptation, so he left him, but only for a while, and angels came and ministered to him. Next episode, The First Disciples.